feel good. I think a lot had to do with me starting to train early this year. Something I'm, you know, first time doing in my career, you know, and it works out. It worked out well for me. So right now it's good. I feel comfortable with where I'm at. Being able to play and going on the road the first preseason game, playing against a team in up tempo and away game, being on the road, get a chance to practice against San Francisco. Just different elements this early. It was pretty good. And then to come back home against another, you know, a Saints team and play here, practice with them for a day, and then actually turn around and play them. So everything so far is so good. You know, I can't complain where I'm at physically and mentally. Never want to coach. I always said if I can coach, I can play because the hours they put in. So, but that's part of my role, you know. And I've been like that my whole career, not just now, later in my career. Early on, I was a young guy, but at the same time, I always had a knack for bringing people along. You know, even when I was younger, playing basketball and on the football team, I was always a leader, you know, and because. You know, I have passion for whatever I do. I want to be the best. I want to win at everything I do. So I think that's something that comes natural for me. And I accept my role, and I enjoy my role. Well, growing up, I always looked up to my father. And just, you know, in football, when I got, you know, to the league, you know, I had guys like Willie McGinnis and Teddy Bruschi and Rodney Harris, Richard Seymour. I had a bunch of guys around me that kind of, you know, I fit in their role, you know, coming from the University of Miami and being there with Ed Reed and, you know, Reggie Wayne and those guys. I was shown the ropes at a young age, and it carried over to my career now. So I had a lot of help on my way, you know, just learning by example, just sitting down talking to people at times. And sometimes it wasn't all about football. It was just about being a person, a human being, and being the best person that you can be. And to this day, I respect those guys to the fullest. And but I love who I am. I love the role that I have. And I think the guys around me understand who I am.
And have you surprised yourself playing as long as you had at a high level?
No, not at all. You know what? For 2 years in a row being here, we have a bunch of great rookies, you know, especially in my room, in defensive line room. You know, last year was Christian Cummington and Danny and those guys, and now with DJ and Joel and Fumble. They work their tails off, you know, and it shows. You know, every week, our goal is every week to get better. That's our goal. It might not be perfect, but our goal is to get better each week. I think we've done that for over the first two preseason games. We've done that. It's things that we wanted to take away from these games. And that's what we did, you know. And coming into our third preseason game, it's going to be some more stuff that we're going to demand from one another. The coaches are going to demand from us. We're going to demand from ourselves. And we set those short-term goals through the preseason to ultimately get the goal we want to start of the season. So I think everybody's done well, not just DJ. I think all of our rookies, they are great guys. They work their tail off. They're not typical rookies. They come in, they mature. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we talk a lot. You know, he's sitting in front of me in the meeting room. But it's funny, it's a lot of times that you find yourself talking about things, and it's not even football related half of the time. And I think he have a different outlook on life, being a young guy, you know, coming into this league. And I think out of the rookie class, he's kind of the one guy that's, you know, kind of similar to me in the situation that I've had to grow up and be, you know, go through. But he took it in stride. You know, he have a passion for the game. He's very smart, very intelligent. That's one of the things I was very surprised with by him, is how intelligent he is on and off the football field. He's a great person, and not just a good football player, And I think he'll be able to help us if, you know, continue to do the right things. And I don't think we have any issues with any of our rookies being able to do the right things because they're tight. This rookie class, they're very tight, but at the same time, they listen. You know, they put the team first, and everything they do is it's all about the team and getting better. So they fit right into the mold of what we're trying to build here. Only time will tell. When I'm done and when I retire, I'll look back and answer that question. So I won't answer it now. It's too early. It's a lot of things I would do. I have a lot of different options. I mean, I like a lot of stuff. And I tell you one thing that I'm not going to do is coach. I guarantee you that one. But I don't see myself far away from the game just because of the passion I have and the relationships I had over my career, the coaches, the players that I meet. So I don't think I'll see myself too far from removed from this game when I do call it quits. That's just who I am. But coaching, nah. Might give a little insight here and there, but nah, those days of waking up at 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning, nah, breaking out, nah. I'll just wake up when I want to wake up and go to sleep when I want to wake up, do what I want to do when I finish playing ball. But that's far down the line. I don't have no interest of retirement right now. I have no clue what I want to do. No clue. I help out everywhere. I mean, football is my love. This is my life. You know, football been my life for over 20 years now, so. This is what I know. That's one thing I do know is football. And that's why I don't think I'll be, you know, too far removed from it. But it's definitely not coaching. I don't care if it's a Pop Warner with my kids, my youngest growing up, or high school, or, you know, college, going to see different schools. I don't know. But like I said, only time will tell. I'm in no rush.